The Leon County School District will put its long-talked-about community school at Sable Palm Elementary. Superintendent Rocky Hanna says it's the natural location since Florida State University is putting a medical lab nearby. I'm Lynn Hatter. Community schools combine academic, health, and social services with the intention of boosting student performance. Putting the model in place in Leon County has been talked about for the past 2 years, and now the district has finally named its first community school site, Sable Palm Elementary.
That area in and around Sable Palm is not only is a food desert, it's a healthcare desert.
That's Leon Superintendent Rocky Hanna. He says the school was chosen because Florida State University is establishing a healthcare clinic nearby. Joining Leon Schools and Florida State are the Children's Home Society and Florida A&M University's College of Education. All the groups have signed on for a long-term collaboration up to 25 years in other community school models. CHS and Leon Schools have put up to $25,000 each to fund a director, and the Tallahassee City Commission is contributing $35,000. Superintendent Hanna says the director should be in place no later than the summer.
They can start making the plans and create and organizing. In the meantime, FSU will get the clinic up and running this summer, and then I see by the first of the year, by January, we should be operating at full speed and be ready to go to the public, if not sooner, with all the wraparound services and other providers that are helping play a part in it.
Early contenders for the community school site included Hartsfield Elementary School and the Old Wesson School on Orange Avenue. And they all serve a large number of students from low-income families, says school board member and former principal Roseanne Wood.
I think this will be the beginning, so I don't want folks to think, well, we picked one school and that's it. We're starting with one school. And if we can make this model work and have a showcase, I believe that we can figure out how to provide some of these services at our other schools.
Wood says Sable Palm is just the beginning. The district is working on a number of different initiatives aimed at improving the quality of its schools, especially those serving minority and low-income students. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.